talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, December the 19th, 2025. Last Friday before Christmas, 15 minutes past the hour, and about 20 degrees here in Marion. A little colder than it has been. Matt Morgan has arrived in the studio. Matt, hello.
Hello.
Broke the record today for sleeping in. I said your phone went dead last night at the Christmas special, so I thought that's probably what happened.
Yep. I went home and I put it on the charger, but then I ended up playing games and then never, like, actually turned on my phone when I went to sleep, so it would just, you know, no alarms.
I had my headset backward there, and it was sounding very odd. I had to flip the headset around. Now, we do have a guest on the line here, somebody you hear on this station every Wednesday and Thursday from 12:15 until 1 p.m. He's the host of the Adam the Computer Guy show, doing very good programs here, and as I have said, we visited with people like Christian Pearson this week, and Abby Chase this morning, which was a lot of fun. It's always good to catch up with Adam here at the holiday time and see what's new with him. Adam, how you doing?
Oh, not bad there, Scott, as we get ready to change the season over to winter, even though it's been fairly wintry, and we get a little preview of spring. I heard that really good-looking weatherman talk about temperatures close to 60 for Christmas, so it might feel like Easter.
Maybe. It might. I heard it might feel like Easter.
Yeah, you don't like the weather in the Midwest, Scott. You know, you just stick around and it'll change. You get four seasons sometimes in the same week.
That's what they say. They do say that.
It was a complicated forecast because we had cloudy, partly cloudy, cloudy and precipitating in some form, windy. It was really a very complicated forecast. It's like trying to remember everything. You got to listen every hour to make sure you got it down properly.
Isn't that the truth? And the water situation's been a big one this week.
Yeah, my chem background here is certainly triggering some thoughts. I really don't agree that, I think most people that Aqua is under-dramatizing. I mean, I read about this geosmin, and, you know, despite this, you know, vast knowledge of chemistry and general science that I claim to have, I had never heard of geosmin. In fact, I don't think the newsman is even sure how to pronounce it, so he's just kind of guessing. But I did read about it, and it's listed as nothing that's harmful, but who knows? And people's bodies react differently. Plus, don't really want the water to have that earthy smell. It's supposed to be neutral. So, I mean, who knows?
Well, I think that's what Aqua's saying. I mean, I don't think they've said anything different.
Well, I mean, you're not going to provide your opinion, but if you will provide your opinion, do you really believe them?
Do I believe Aqua?
Yeah, do you think that they're really telling the whole truth?
I do. Here's what I was. I think this is what I've said all week in regard to this. I feel that if somebody doesn't have proof that Aqua is lying, then they are purposely misleading people. Because you can believe that Aqua's lying. That's fine. That's your right. You know, we provide the statement. You can believe it or not. But unless you have proof to the contrary, what's your background? Why are you trying to mislead people if you don't have any proof?
I mean, it's a known fact, Scott, that utility companies aren't always the most truthful. You know, insurance and utility companies are probably not high on the list of providers that people tend to believe.
Well, that's fine, but again, what is your proof? I mean, if you have proof
we don't know, and I don't have my chemistry lab with me to analyze the water, and there's a lot of hazardous stuff in the water anyway. So.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. The problem is, again, if the water stinks and doesn't taste good, why are you drinking it anyway? And number two,
well, and be a good time for the bottled water industry. I'll say that much.
So that's number one. Number two, if you don't have the facts as to it being a lie, what Aqua is saying, then you are scaring people who might not have the wherewithal to go to other places for water, to go take a bath somewhere else, to do what they need to do. And that's not good. I mean, we could say the same thing about weathermen. They always say weathermen are all a scam because they tell you it's going to snow, and it doesn't always snow, but yet the grocery stores get awful busy the day before.
Yeah, they're just making a prediction and indicating they're not guaranteeing anything.
Right. So I find it...
Probabilities. Okay, well, 60% chance of rain. Well, it's like in sports. Well, there's a 60% chance that Patrick Mahomes will complete the pass, but 40% chance that he won't. So don't ride him if he doesn't, because next time he might throw it for a touchdown.
So I guess my point is...
The weather, it's not exactly like that, but you know what I mean.
No, but you know that it's going to drive up grocery stores. If you say there's a possibility of 10 inches, you know the grocery stores are going to get busy. And if you don't know...
I would say if there's 10 inches, yes, and snow blowing vendors and other stuff.
But it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Correct, and it's regionalized.
But I guess my...
If you're near water, I mean, you can go a few blocks and it'll change.
Right, and I guess my point in the whole thing is, with the water is that it's just very simple. Any good news person would tell you this, and certainly anybody who's ever succeeded in news will tell you this. If you do not have information to the contrary, then you should not report information to the contrary or allude to things being true that are not. What we know for fact is what Aqua has said. It is a fact. This is what Aqua has said. Now, again, you can believe or disbelieve that. That's person to person. But when a news source says they disbelieve it, that's misleading if you don't have any proof.
Yeah, and as we put, and we have discussed in what's on the news, I'm just saying this is a statement from Aqua. So you can drink the water. You can not drink the water. Do what you wish.
Right, but guess.
You know, let's say, Scott. I wouldn't bet a significant amount of money that we're hearing the entire truth. I just hope they can fix the problem.
Well, let me.
Water is essential for life, and we understand there are things in tap water that aren't exactly healthy. And again, they're at a level that's within the acceptable range. But,
well, let me.
I'm not overly comfortable with this particular. This particular instance, and I hope the people in Marion will be okay.
Well, I want to get Matt's opinion on this, but I want to say this. It has been 6 days that people have been aware of this now, because Aqua did put a statement out on Sunday. It has been 6 days that people have been aware of it. We have seen no increase at the hospital of people getting sick. We have heard no sheriff department, county authority release any kind of a statement or do a test on the water. We have not seen any city police or official do a test on the water. We have not seen the health department give any definitive statement on the water that it was bad. And we have not heard the city declare anything about the water. So if they have let it go on for 6 days and not said a darn thing, any of those groups who are all supposed to be checks on Aqua, well, you know what? What are they all? Are they all in on it too?
Yeah, who knows, Scott, and like with a lot of things like this, we may never hear the full story.
No, we'll never hear anything about it because it's conspiracy. But, Matt, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that you were going down the right path. I mean, if Aqua has to follow, like, standards set by both state and federal levels of government, and, sorry, I was trying to figure out what to say there. But I didn't really hear anybody talking about the water situation until Ayers Ratliff had made a statement on Facebook saying that you know, he was informed by Aqua that, you know, they cleaned the water and that it's going to have a weird taste and smell, but it's still safe to drink and use. And I didn't hear anything about it before Ayers made that statement on Facebook.
And by the way, not to mention, all the restaurants are still operating, serving coffee with water, serving fountain pops with water, and people are drinking them, and we're all living to tell the story, and nobody's getting sick.
I think Bucci's made a post about the taste and using it to boil pasta or whatever. So
Well,
it is. I mean, at a restaurant, Scott, there is a taste issue, and again, many people have water filtration, and I would agree. This probably is not something which has a high toxicity at that acceptable level, but taste is part of it, and some people's skin is sensitive. Do you want to be showering with this stuff?
Right, absolutely.
It's complicated a situation, and I hope that it's fixed. And they find ways to prevent it. Again, there are things that they don't have total control over, but that's all part of what they do.
Here is why I don't like conspiracy theories. Now, people don't like this, but here's the truth. Here's why I don't like them. Because you have no accountability of them. Now, if you're in the news business and you say, this is what Aqua says, okay, that's either right or that's wrong. That's accountability. You can be sued for that. If you are a news organization and you go out and say definitively Aqua was right or Aqua was wrong, you can be sued for libel if it's found out that you're wrong. A conspiracy theorist can go out there and say, you know what? We don't believe the water's good, but we don't actually have any proof. So no matter what happens, if nothing ever happens, you're not wrong because you didn't have any proof to begin with.
I don't know the full situation, and I understand the science of water filtration and water quality. I just, I look askance at what they're saying. As I think, like most Americans, I don't find utility companies or insurance companies to be some of the most trustworthy entities.
Well, sue them. Sue them. If they're wrong, sue them.
Well, I'm not personally going to sue them.
Well, I think if it's your health, sue them.
I mean, I care about the people of Maui.
Right.
About Lee, Naomi, I mean, people that I know live in the city.
Right.
Naomi, especially being in the landlord business, I'm sure she's heard from her tenants about it, and what could she do? She's drinking and showering with the same water, and it kind of sucks.
Right, but again, but I don't hear Naomi saying that Aqua is lying to her.
Right. Well, I didn't say they specifically were lying. I'm saying I'm not totally sure that I'm hearing the entire truth.
No, but if you're saying that and you want to be, big boy pants, then sue them. Sue Aqua.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not.
I'm not talking about you, Adam. I'm talking about the people who are saying it. If you want to say that, do it.
Well, yes, but understand there's a cost, a time, and money involved. Obviously, people in a lack of a better term, Scott, people in Marion are pissed, including restaurants that need water to boil pasta, make coffee. Almost everything you do when you cook involves water, and the taste will certainly be affected by the taste of the food.
Right, Adam.
But McDonald's there with the fountain drink.
But,
I mean, the water has to come from somewhere.
Right,
they might be filtering it. I don't know the full situation, but...
But that's
but
not...
But Aqua, that they have good water coming out of the faucet.
Right, you're talking about two situations here. Aqua is saying... Yes, it has a bad taste. Yes, it has a bad smell. They're not denying that. They didn't deny that from day one. And yes, that will affect the smell and taste of your water and your food. No doubt about it. But that and toxicity are two different things.
Correct. But there's not just toxicity inside the body. It can affect the skin because it's that earthy smell, and some people's skin is sensitive, and
right.
People's noses can be sensitive too. So,
right.
No, it's not like there is something very toxic in the water. Yes, it's nothing like that.
But some also, people will make it out that way.
People remember the Flint situation. Flint is not far from Marion, and again, we know it's totally different. I don't want to underdramatize the serious issue in Flint, but people just hear water issues. And we need water for life. We pay for it. And so...
But I think the people in Flint had proof and were saying, look...
It's much, much more serious, again. But you just expect, in 2025, what comes out of your tap is going to have no smell and be clear. We understand that there's chlorine and other things in the water. There are levels that are not considered to be hazardous, and they have a purpose.
Well, I guess
I guess that maybe it just kind of hit us all of a sudden. It's the holiday season. Marion has the bond issue problems with the 10% reduction, and it's like, well, now this. That's also part of it. Things just when it rains, it pours. Things sometimes come in sets.
Right, but I don't...
That is part of it.
Right, but and I don't know...
Not being a Marion resident, I can only talk about it as someone on the fringe. Now, again, I have a business, and two major business interests in Marion, as you know, so I certainly feel for it, and I'm concerned about it. But,
right, but...
That's why I bring up Naomi, because she's a property owner in the city. She has rental properties in the city, and I'm sure she talks to her tenants every day about it, and I feel bad about that.
Right, but I guess my point again is, as I said, when I came here on Tuesday morning, I think it was, and I had gotten the drink at Wendy's, I said it did not taste good, and when I dumped it down the sink, it smelled bad. Now, I'm not going to drink something, even though I paid over $3 for it, because it didn't smell good and it didn't taste good. Now, yes, that's because of the water. Am I alive to tell the tale on Friday? Did I end up in the emergency room with some kind of issue? No, and that is fact. Now, does that mean there's nothing wrong with the water? No. But do I have any proof that there is? No.
No, in that the taste and smell aren't necessarily related to toxicity.
But I think people who tie that...
On the other hand, many things that are highly toxic have no taste or smell. Carbon monoxide.
Right. And I will tell you, if...
You'll be breathing that, and it's inert.
And if it's ever proved that there is something wrong with this water, we will be the first to report it. I mean, that's news.
Well, yeah, the newsman's doing a fine job with the aqua statements, but again, you're asking Adam with the science background, and I just feel for people in Marion because, again, as I said, when it rains, it pours. We have the bond issue problem, the 10% reduction, and now we have this, and it's the holiday season.
Well, but the good news is it is getting better. And you know what? I don't even think it'll be talked about in two weeks.
I know we have the local guy from Aqua, I forget his name, who we're quoting when we talk about the hydrants flushing, etc. So I believe he cares. Again, in a corporate environment, your hands can be tied. And Aqua's a big company. And they want happy customers.
Well, like I said,
I'm not saying they're being malicious at all, but I mean, who knows about the whole story. Again, they have people with far more chemistry knowledge and experience than I have working on it right now.
Right, but again, I'm not saying that they're being honest or they're not being honest. What I'm saying is creating panic just through opinion is not a good thing to do.
I agree, but people need to know.
But what do they know? That's what I'm saying. What do they know?
It's tricky. As again, I think you'd agree, Scott. I'm hardly the only person out there who looks askance at utility companies and insurance companies. So when the utility company says, well, it's going to smell and it's going to taste wrong, but this isn't something which is hazardous to a normal healthy person in the quantities that you would be consuming it in, they might be less than thrilled and less than believing.
Yeah, but here's the problem if we live by that philosophy as a news organization, and you call yourself a news organization. If I go to you, and if somebody comes to me and says, you know, I think Adam's a scam. I think Adam's a scam artist. If they do that, and I have no proof that you are, but yet I run it because I think you might be a little, I'm not sure you're being totally honest with me. I don't have any proof, but I think you might be, and I heard it from this person. And I run that, that's not true. That's not fact.
Well, I believe people are entitled to their opinion.
Oh, opinion, fine.
I certainly elicit opinions on Facebook and other places where people converse and exchange opinions. Well, you ask Scott, as I said, I think the newsman's doing a fine job of just providing what Aqua says so people know. Me, I just feel for the people. That's most of it. I feel for the people of Marion because it seems like, okay, we're the strongest town. That's great. Marion has many great qualities. Anybody who thinks Marion is not a good place has never been there. So, but we have serious issues of financial issues. Now this.
And so it goes. But again,
let's hope it can get resolved. And I like to think we can take bad things and make good things. Let's hope that when this is fixed, they have a way to prevent it from recurring and that the water is of higher quality than it ever has been. I like to think every experience, good or bad, you learn. And again, turn a bad experience into a good one. But I'm glad no one, as far as we know, has suffered ill effects
Reminds me of the pandemic.
I feel for the restaurants. And I would think, you just dumped your drink and resigned to the fact you lost a few dollars on it. But I'm sure people are also going up there and complaining and wanting their money back. And that affects the economy and people's emotional state and a bunch of other stuff.
Well, that's what I say again. That's exactly why I think misleading people is wrong, because you can affect people's emotional state, and you can hurt people.
Right. Well, I think water is just so important, and I think it does have an emotional effect. Again, even if this is nothing that's expected to cause any medical issues, it's still, we just, again, in 2025, Scott, we expect to have running water that.
Absolutely.
Through its smell. And we expect that we go to a restaurant, spend $3 for a fountain Diet Coke that it tastes pretty good.
Right, but no, I don't think.
I like fountain Diet Cokes also. You know?
But I don't think anybody's saying that that's not the case. I don't think you should have to pay for a drink that doesn't taste good. I don't think you should drink a drink that doesn't taste good. I don't think you should use water if you have sensitive skin that's going to irritate your water. And I think the water company probably is going to have to work on some kind of rebate for people on their water bill. But the point is, when you say it's toxic, and you don't have any proof of that, that's a whole different ball of wax. And if you don't understand the difference between those things, then we got a problem.
Well, I didn't personally say. So you're not saying when I.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying people in general claiming that.
People need to chill. Well, again, it's a shocker. It's holiday season, change of seasons, other things Marion is going through. So sometimes it just kind of hits you at once.
But in any event, on a happier note, how's your holiday season, Adam?
Fairly mellow. I'm not a big Christmas person. And I kind of go back and forth as to, well, is Christmas a secular holiday? Is it strictly religious? I waver like I do on some issues. This is one of those issues where I'm steadfast. It is a secular holiday, and does it mean much to me? I don't get offended if someone says Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. I receive presents. I don't really give a lot of presents or cards, but sometimes I do. So,
well, here's an important thing, Adam.
Yeah, the secular nature of Christmas, I recognize it. I wouldn't say it's a big celebration. I don't have a tree. I mean, I've been to Christmas parties, but it's not a big thing for me. It's somewhat depressing because it's where we have the least amount of daylight, and weather starts getting colder for 4 more weeks before it starts slowly warming up again. So it has that connotation, but new year and new adventures. So we move forward, and that's the new year is a happier time, and all the year end countdowns and recollections. That's always a good thing.
Well, on that note,
it's mixed. Again, Christmas is part of American culture. I think it is good for the economy, so that affects us all.
And on that note, I because I don't want to forget this, let's have you sing a great Christmas song.
Oh, well, yes, I call and sing, and which one? I have a computer in front of me, Scott, with the lyrics. Now, of course, I have my R-rated Christmas song. You don't want to hear that.
No, we don't want to hear that.
Which one would you like to hear?
Well, let's hear, which ones are popular this time of year? Let's pick a nice...
You don't want to hear my R-rated 12 Days of Christmas.
No, I don't, no.
I should really think of one that's Marion-related.
I don't think there are any Christmas.
I think of the 12 days of Christmas in Marion.
No, you could do one.
I'll have to think of something. I'll have to think of something related to Marion. I really can't think of any. I'm gonna have to work on that, Scott, and write it.
Yeah, you should write. That's your idea. Don't let anybody steal that idea, Adam. Copyright that thing. That's your idea.
I mean, maybe six Scott Spears interviews. I have to think of something that's an alliteration, like we have six and seven, so.
Yeah, I agree with you. How about let's see here? What's a good one? How about how about that Paul McCartney one?
Wonderful! I can't stand that song. Wonderful Christmas Time.
Well, see, you just ask me what you wanted to sing, and you give me a list of what you want to sing, and then I'll choose.
Well, the John Lennon song, Happy Christmas, War is Over, is better.
No, I don't like that.
I'm a tremendous fan.
No.
Like, my college station would play that. And I've had, and that's, you know, it was like from two generations ago, that version of that Mariah Carey song.
All right, right.
We have to be tortured with that.
Sure.
Song.
Give me a list. Give me a list of the songs you want to do.
Well, you know, I like the novelty songs, but you don't like the novelty. You like the Grandma Got Run Over by the Reindeer.
Well, we hear it a lot, but go ahead, sing it if you want.
Singing Jingle Bells.
Huh?
You know, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas? Can you do that?
That makes me look at the words, you know. God, Gail. Hope Gail isn't listening. I don't want to destroy her song.
Gayla.
She was so nice when you interviewed her. She was a really nice lady.
Gayla.
Okay. Sorry?
Gayla, not Gail.
Gayla Peavy, okay.
Yeah.
Gayla Peavy, okay. That's good. Okay. You ready? I'm going to have to change my voice for this. You're supposed to sound like a little girl when you sing this.
Close enough. Here we go. On WGH Talk Radio, Adam the Computer Guy singing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
One, a two, a one, two, three, four. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa will mind, do you? You don't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me too. I want the hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all that I want. Mom says the hippo would eat me up. But then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. The kind I saw this summer at the zoo. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses. And hippopotamuses like me, too. That was fantastic.
That was wonderful, Adam. I think you should do an album.
Holy cow, even Harry Carey liked it.
Well, even a little Harry Carey impersonation. Well, Adam,
Harry Carey guy was on recently, wasn't he?
He certainly was last week.
Holy cow. Holy hippopotamus. In this case.
Like I've said this before, Adam, you're kind of like a good Harry Carey impersonator if Harry Carey had a really bad toothache and a swelled up gum.
Well, that happens. You know, we have toothaches as Americans. But Matthew, what did you think about my hippopotamus?
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was a good rendition, wasn't it?
So before we wrap up this call, Adam, why don't you do an old Christmas tree?
An old Christmas song?
No, old Christmas tree.
Oh, old Christmas tree.
Yes.
I could do it in German. When I took German, we used to sing O Tannenbaum, which is, I took German. George Strait sang it? That's not the same song.
No, I don't think so.
I think I know it in German better than I do in English.
Okay, hit us with it in German. That'll be unique. Here's Adam the computer guy on...
Let me get the O Tannenbaum. You know, I'm actually more used to that song than... German. Let me get the. Are you sure it's right? I think the George Strait one is different. Okay, O Tannenbaum lyrics. Okay.
All right, so here we go. Singing.
Let me pull. Okay, yeah, I can.
Here we go.
I can sing. Are you ready?
Here we go. Singing. Hold on, Adam. Singing.
I want my coffee here.
Singing O Christmas Tree in German here on WGH Talk.
Auf Deutsch. Okay.
Yeah.
O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grinst nicht nur zu Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Wie oft hat nicht zur Weihnachtszeit ein Baum von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, dein Kleid will mich was lehren. Die Hoffnung und Beständigkeit gibt Hoffnung und Kraft zu jeder Zeit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, das soll dein Kleid mich lehren. Oh, that was wunderbar.
Beautiful, Adam. Now, tonight, if you...
I think I know more German than I thought I did, because I can even understand what it's saying.
Well, that was good. So, tonight, Adam, if you come up with a Marian 12 Days of Christmas, call in tonight and debut it on the big show tonight.
I'm going to try to... So, like, I could probably do Scott Spears for 6 and for 7, because it has to be an alliteration. So, I got to think of something Marian-related that has a twa in it for 12.
You work on it tonight, and from 8 to 10, call in.
11 could be Linda.
There you go. Well, don't forget.
11 Linda Thursday show. That's kind of goofy. I'm going to have to do a little better.
Well, don't forget.
Your name has S and F. Well,
yeah.
Don't forget.
It's
going to be tricky, Scott, you know.
Tricky.
Because we have to find things that start with the same letter. So at least you have an S that's a common letter. I can do six Scott Spears interviews or something.
Don't forget Mary Ellen, and don't forget Warren Harding, and don't forget some of the big ones here.
The thing is, none of those numbers start with those letters. That's what I was
No, saying. But you could put them in.
Ten treasurer's signatures. There you go. So that's how about that one? 12 treasurer's signatures. 11 Linda Tim shows, 10, I'll have to find a 10, 9, 9 would be, even for Adam or for Matt, you know, any of the people at the station that we have to kind of find things that start with the same letter, I'll have to figure
you
out.
You work on that and come back with us tonight, Adam.
I'll see what I can do, Scott, right. I can't promise, but you know I like to have good creativity.
Well, that would be fun. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, well, have a lovely day, boys.
Right, bye-bye. All right, well, that could be big tonight, 8 to 10 here on this station. Maybe the Marian version of 12 Days of Christmas. I'm sure somebody will try to rip that idea off.
Well, I think it's a good
people
idea.
People aren't creative. They hear an idea. They, you know, come up with their own things. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, it'll be one of those things where people who rip it off will think they're being comedic, and they're not. They're just being more rude than anything else. In any event, a phone call. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello. What is going on with the water in Marin?
Oh, I know.
Our poor elephant, all of his hair has fallen out and he's beginning to lose his toenails.
You got me. How's it going?
Oh, I don't know. That last bit there got to be to the point of being excruciating. Mm.
Oh, it put you in the holiday mood, didn't it?
For the holidays to be completely over, oh, absolutely.
Well, we're not there yet. So I hear something holiday-ish has happened to you.
Yeah, I got kicked below the waist from an elf.
Well, that's always trouble.
It is. They're sneaky little boogers. So did you get the copy of the letter?
I did. Now tell people what you did. You heard Pat Cook on our show, Santa's Favorite Elf, who helps answer letters from Santa Claus, Indiana. You heard that interview, and you decided to write to Santa.
And right now, I'm hoping I don't get disconnected. Keep talking.
Right. So what did you write to Santa? What did you ask?
I'm looking for the letter that I wrote.
Right.
Exactly. Essentially, it was asking for a new mayor and a new city council.
And this week, you got a letter back from Santa. Is this not correct?
That's right.
All right. So what did Santa say?
Well, it's essentially a form letter. However, they wrote something. Thank you for your letter. Christmas will be here soon, and we are receiving mail from children all over the world. The elves are running here and there, helping me find the perfect gifts for all the good boys and girls. Sometimes we cannot give you everything you want. Please keep being good, and we'll try to bring you some of the things you are wishing for this year. Keep the true meaning of Christmas in your heart. Remember to be kind and thankful for the blessings in your life. Good luck getting a new mayor and city council. Some things are impossible.
Oh, no!
Santa Claus.
That's what Santa Claus said. Give us that last line again. What was the last line?
Say again?
What was the last line? Good luck? Santa said, good luck getting a new mayor and city council. What was the line that he... Oh, we lost the call. Give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, my God, Santa Claus has answered the letter asking for a new mayor and a new city council.
Well, apparently that's not something Santa's all about.
Yeah, apparently Santa can't deal with that particular issue. What did Santa say? Good luck.
I think it's a good luck getting a new mayor and a new city council. Some things are impossible.
Yeah. So, Santa, kind of too bad. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Santa kind of poo-pooed that idea.
You're stuck with what's going on. Well, that's unfortunate. But if you're out there, we got disconnected somehow. 740-383-9944. We've got a lot of holiday cheer this hour.
I think that was good.
Somebody called in an hour, I think it was Ted, called in an hour number one talking about your whistling last night. Do you whistle anything other than... Marshmallow World, Christmassy?
Not real. I mean, you can whistle just about any Christmas song. They're not that complex.
Well, whistle a Christmas song.
Like what?
This has been like Star Search this hour.
Man, I don't know. I gotta pull up some lyrics to something. I don't know any Christmas music that
well. We just went through a whole litany of Christmas songs last night.
Man. There you go.
Now do silver bells. Do silver bells.
Oh, no. Can't do silver bells.
Why can't you do silver bells?
Too slow. Too slow.
Too slow. You run out of air.
Yeah.
You have to do fast songs.
Well, I don't have to. I mean, like, I just prefer to do fast songs. They're easier to whistle.
So you're out of wind.
I don't know about... I mean, they're just whistling... whistling songs that have, like, I don't know, that have, like, longer, slower words. It doesn't sound as good.
Well, what's another fast song?
I don't know.
Like "Joy to the World." Do "Joy to the World."
I don't know how that part goes. I don't know where George went that well.
Well, you got close. That was good. Again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We've got about 6 minutes left in the program today. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. What's on your show tonight at 10 o'clock?
Well, tonight we're probably going to talk about football. It is
not Christmas, huh?
Oh, no, no.
No.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about the Christmas games. There are games on Christmas this year.
Well, there you go.
So, it's talking about Christmas.
What'd you make of the Christmas show last night?
I think the Christmas show was well. Went well. I was a bit late. I ended up shopping with my mother and aunt, but it went well.
I thought we had a great time last night. I thought that was one of the easier Christmas parties that we've done in quite some time.
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, it was, I don't know. I mean, I like how we had it laid out in here. I think it worked well. I mean, you know, the chairs and whatnot.
I think the mic went around well. I think people were in a good mood. I think it was good food last night. Everybody enjoyed the food. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we thank Donato's for being the supporter of that particular event.
Yeah.
So, no moments stick out.
From the Christmas party?
Yeah, I thought we were much more merry last night.
Well, I mean, I think that, I think we did pretty well singing last night up until,
Hippo.
Yeah, and then, you know, we hit the chorus and, and it all fell apart.
And also, apparently, the second verse of the first Noel is not a good one.
I don't know what the second verse of the
first but when we got to that second verse, everybody kind of lost it.
How does whistling come off on the radio, by the way?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Well, I haven't.
Apparently good. Somebody liked it. Yeah, Ted liked it this morning.
That's good.
Yeah. So I think that's good.
Okay.
It probably comes off like a wind instrument.
I just figured it'd sound like I'm blowing into the microphone.
No, because there's a whistle.
Okay.
Yeah. Different than blowing. But, you know, it is the holidays. It's interesting that Santa returned a note about the holiday season, wanting a new mayor, wanting a new city council. That's very interesting.
Well, I mean, I'm honestly, I guess I figured he'd get a letter back, but I didn't know how it would be addressed, but I didn't, you know, I think that's just funny.
Well, apparently
Santa
letters
kind of poo-pooed on that idea.
Well, apparently letters from Santa are personalized. I think that's good. Now we know. I don't know if anybody ever wrote a letter to Santa from here. Well, that I had ever seen.
I think we might have written letters to Santa when I was in school, but the teacher mailed those out and whatnot.
So what's your take with the last few minutes here on this whole water situation? That's been the topic du jour of the week.
I mean, I don't think that the water is toxic or anything. I mean, I figure if the water was, like, poisonous somehow, the EPA or the health department or any of those kind of governmental bodies would come in. And I mean, they said that it's just, you know, it's just smells bad and tastes kind of bad, but it's safe to use. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't use it to drink, I guess, but not for any health reason. I mean, I drink, you know, explicitly bottled water anyways. So I don't know. I mean, I think that, I mean, I don't think it'll be much longer. Give it like a week or two, and it should be about gone.
But what do you make of the organizations that have tried to perpetrate this as being more than what it may be?
What, like they're...
Well, yeah,
Hawk was lying.
Yeah, Hawk was lying. This is toxic. Blah blah blah.
Well, I mean, if Hawk was lying and the water is toxic, I mean, you know, you could always contact the the health department or something. I'm sure you could contact some government agency and they would go do some testing on Aqua and looking through files maybe. I'm just like, you could do something. I don't think that. Well, also, I mean, there's no. To my understanding, at least, no real, evidence that they're lying or misleading the consumer.
Well, and that's ultimately the problem with conspiracy theories, is that until you have fact, it is a theory. And when you're giving your opinion as fact, you're never wrong, because an opinion is not a fact.
Well, that's why you can't really deliver an opinion as a fact. I mean, you could like,
that's why the JFK assassination has been going on for over 60 years. Because you can't disprove it, because there's no facts to show that anything else happened. So you can come up with theories all day long.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of the logic of how do you prove something didn't happen if it didn't happen? There's no
right. I mean, but that's what all conspiracy theories are. If they weren't conspiracy theories, they'd be fact. So you can never be wrong with a conspiracy theory, because all you're doing is saying the facts are wrong. This is what I believe, but I've got no proof to prove this.
I mean, there have been conspiracy theories that have ended up true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's a conspiracy theory.
What? It started as a conspiracy
theory. Why is it? A conspiracy theory is me telling you all in all is not right here. And finding out that I'm completely right in that.
I don't think that you find so what United States right in that in a conspiracy theory.
Well, then, what's the theory? Anything can be wrong.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand that.
I mean, they provide. I mean, if you're usually conspiracy theories provide what they see as like
the big conspiracy theories in our country: Martin Luther King assassination, JFK assassination, 9/11, all these things, Bobby Kennedy assassination, Malcolm X assassination, Watergate. Any conspiracy theory we have has the majors have never been proven to be wrong. Whatever the story the government has given us has never proven to be wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the government would be the ones that has the information to prove otherwise.
Right, so why do it? If you can't ever get the information, you know there's no way to get it, you're just stirring people up. That's all. I don't think they were right.
Well, I mean, it's not I don't think they were right, it's I think they did this.
Right, which is wrong. I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, if you like to do that, if you're a conspiracy show, but just say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a difference between talking about conspiracy theories and presenting conspiracy theories as, you know, true.
You could not go on a television or radio station or in a newspaper and run a conspiracy theory without alerting people that that's what it was beforehand. If you presented a conspiracy theory as news, you would be sued for libel. So this is the truth.
There was a guy who did that.
And what happened to him?
He lost his job.
There you go.
And didn't get another one.
There you go. Well, we'll be back 8:15 to 9 tonight. No, 8:15 to 10. And then Matt will be on 10:15 to 11. Last Friday before Christmas.
That's exciting.
How about that?
It's almost over.
Well, you shouldn't oversleep. Oh, please. You were so happy the other day when you drew. First of all, your whole, we'll get into this tonight. But your whole war against Christmas now is kind of just faulty after what I saw this week.
How so?
Well, first of all, you freely entered the Christmas drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not somebody who's against Christmas. Why would you enter a Christmas drawing?
Because I'm on the promise team.
Who cares?
It's a promise team thing.
The Christmas drawing is a promise team thing.
Yeah, put together by the promise team.
That's nonsense. That's not. They've been doing Christmas drawings there since the beginning of time.
Well,
that's nonsense.
I know.
Somebody lied to you. That's a lie.
That's a promise team.
That's
thing.
A lie. That's an absolute lie.
All right. Well, that's
who said that?
Well, that would have been my mother.
You have to be in the drawing.
Well, yeah, I didn't have to be. She was just like, you know, how.
So you think before promise team?
How are we supposed to get other people into the Christmas drawing if the promise team isn't even?
Because there's been
Christmas
a problem
drawing.
Doing that in the past. No. Every year I've ever been there, there was a Christmas drawing long before Promise Teams.
Well, look, you better take that up with somebody else then.
Well, I will.
All right, go ahead.
So that, and then when you drew your name, oh my God, you were like somebody who hit the lottery.
Yeah, I like the person I got. There's no,
right, and you want to buy them big dollar gifts.
Well, I like that person.
Right, oh, but that's not anti-Christmas. That is absolute commercialization.
Well, no, because, I mean, I could have just
gotten... I like them, so I'm going to spend more money on them to show that I really like them, and I'm glad that I got them.
Well, it's not to show them that I really like. It's more so, like, I like them, so I'm going to... I mean, it has not... I mean...
It's nothing wrong. You're commercialized. You're Christmas.
No.
Yes, absolutely. We're out of time. We'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. Don't you miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. 8 to 10, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.